Storm Lake School Spotlight, and I'm joined by two seniors today, Ethan Quarter and Grant Gasner, talking about Homecoming Week, which will take place starting October 1st, leading up to the Friday night football game, October 5th, against the Denison Schleswig Monarchs. And Ethan Quarter is here today. Ethan, what's the theme for this year's Homecoming?
The theme is the Lion Sleeps Tonight, because, you know, they're Monarchs, but their mascot is Lions, so, you know. Bring it back a couple years.
Yeah, so hopefully put them to sleep and we'll pick up the victory. That's a good theme right there and a good start for us today with the Spotlight. Grant, let's hear about some of the things that are going on. I'll just let you guys go back and forth and we'll hear some of the information.
So this week, starting tomorrow, the seniors are going to vote for the homecoming court. And then on Friday, we have our kickoff assembly with the fashion show, showcasing the Spirit Week days. The coaches are going to do their speeches about different things and what's going on for the following week, and then we're going to announce homecoming court.
All right, so again, as we play this back, not only for our school spotlight on Monday, but also at halftime of our football game on Friday, September 21st, the voting will take place, Ethan, let me get that right, on Tuesday the 25th, right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And then as Grant mentioned, Friday the 28th, a lot of announcements will take place. So let's fast forward to the week of that first week of October now. Tell me a little bit more what's going to be happening that week.
Well, the dress-up days, Monday will be Mathletes versus Athletes, Tuesday Grease versus Greasers, and then Wednesday is Movie Day, and then Thursday Class Colors, and then finally, Tornado Pride.
Okay, Grant, if you have all your dress-up days figured out now, you know, as both of you guys, you ready?
I'm still kind of working on it, but senior year got to end with a bang.
Exactly. You got to go all right for this last homecoming week. Okay, so that's the dress-up information. What else do we have to discuss?
So then on October 2nd, we're going to be voting for the King and Queen. And then on Wednesday the 3rd is going to be coronation at 7. And we're going to announce King and Queen, and then it's just a big community pep assembly.
Okay, hey, help me out now. Coronation, is that going to be in the high school gym, or is that going to be in the beautiful auditorium? It was in the auditorium, right?
Yeah, it was in the auditorium last year.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that. So 7 o'clock on that Wednesday, October 3rd. And what about Thursday, Friday then, Ethan?
October 4th is our class competitions, you know, tug of war and various other things.
Okay.
Seniors, of course, are going to win.
Yeah. Did you say that, too, when you were a freshman? Or did you say the freshmen were going to win back then?
Freshmen.
Yeah, probably. All right. And Grant, how do we round out the homecoming week then?
So there's a change this year. The parade is actually at 2, not 2:30, due to a JV football game that evening.
Okay, good to know.
So just so everyone knows, it is at 2. And then the grand marshals this year are our high school counselors, Sandy Mao and Jody Tyson.
Okay.
And then the game starts at 7, and then the dance to follow at 9:45 to midnight.
All right. Well, listen, Grant Gasner, Ethan Quarter, guys, thanks a lot for coming in here and sharing the information on homecoming, all right?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Our school spotlight, thanks to Dr. Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental, sponsoring the Spotlight program right here on Mix 101.7 and online anytime at stormlakeradio.com.